Travel this land to the Rocky Mountains. Travel this land to the prairie.
It's time to travel this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Wiz Bryant.
Travel this land side by side.
On today's program, Wiz takes us to the mystical Queen Charlotte Islands off the northwest coast of British Columbia for a look at one of the world's most priceless natural heritage sites in the home of the Haida.
Travel this land to the Fraser Delta. Travel this land.
I first visited the Queen Charlotte Islands on British Columbia's northwest coast in the spring of 1975. I flew across the 60-mile-wide Hecate Strait in a small pontooned Beaver aircraft and taxied into the harbor of Queen Charlotte City. I had come to perform a series of folk music concerts, but I was unprepared, as are most first-time visitors to these wild islands, for the mystery, the magic, and the powerful beauty which pervades the home of the Haida.
Place of wonder and rolling thunder, land where the Haidas dream. Home of the black bear, the porpoise and seal, home of the lapping stream. From Lyle Island to Ninston, these shining islands remind us of what we have lost. As we race for the stars in our cosmic cars, will we stop to measure the cost? Home of the Haida, home of the Haida, home of the Haida, home of the Haida, home of the Haida.
Named for the wife of King George III, the Queen Charlotte Islands lie off the north coast of BC west of Prince Rupert and just south of the Alaska Panhandle. Separated by 60-mile-wide Hecate Strait, the Charlottes are among the most isolated islands in Canada. Grim and Moresby Island comprise the bulk of the land area, but in all, the Charlottes include about 150 islands. Until recently, most of the people living here were loggers, fishermen, or miners. The inhabitants live mostly in the towns of Massett, Port Clement, Skidegut, Queen Charlotte City, and Sandspit. Today, geologists, biologists, and lovers of nature come from all over the world to visit these magical islands. They come to study and enjoy the rugged mountain scenery along the western backbone of the island, the spectacular fjords, the seabird and sea lion colonies, the dark great citrus spruce and cedar forests, and the remnants of decaying Haida totem pole. Geologists now believe that the Charlotte Islands were formed by huge plates originated in the South Pacific, under the ocean, and moving northward to their present location. Biologists have determined that the islands escaped the glaciation of the last ice age, and this fact, combined with their isolation, has led to the Charlottes being recognized as one of the most biologically unique areas in the world. Often compared to the famous Galapagos Islands, Canada's Charlottes are home to a large number of plants and flowers found nowhere else on the planet. The largest black bears in North America are found here, as well as the nesting grounds for over 500,000 nesting seabirds.
Home of the eagle, sea lion and whale, home of the great canoe. Home of the tom-tom, sea rattle and heart song, the village they once called Tanoo. Home of the cedar, the spruce and the hemlock, home of the totems tall. Home for our children to walk in the garden, home for the soul of us all. Home of the Haida, home of the Haida.
On the southern tip of the Charlottes lies the site of the old Haida village of Ninstans. It has recently been declared a United Nations World Heritage Site. Its spectacular totem poles are now being protected from the elements as part of a collection of world treasures. Just north of Ninstans lies the pristine, unspoiled wilderness of South Moresby Island. With its outstanding totem poles and mountain scenery, it is unrivaled in Canada as a place to explore. A few years ago, it was declared a national park, and it is now protected for perpetuity from the logger's saws and the miner's drills. But having this island recognized and protected as a priceless heritage site from the encroachment of industry did not come easy. It was a long and hard-fought educational process that took many years to accomplish. The leaders of the movement to save this wilderness were the Haida Indians. They have lived on these islands for at least 6,000 years. Before the coming of the Europeans to their shores, they were spread out along the coastal bays and islands in a series of totally independent villages. Within the village, each family was also an independent unit. All of the Haida belong to either the Eagle or Raven clans, and they have traditionally always married a member of the opposite clan. Clan membership is inherited from the mother, and an individual is proclaimed a member of the clan through an elaborate display of inherited family crests. These crests were carved on totem poles and erected in front of their houses. They were carved or painted on their great dugout war canoes, their cedar boxes, and their other ceremonial objects. Large ceremonial feasts, called potlatches, were the focus of Haida life and culture. They were the means of reinforcing their identity and their social and economic organization. Traditionally warlike, the Haida ventured out in their large seagoing canoes, which carried them as far south as the state of Washington. In 1787, British sea captain George Dixon initiated trade with the Haida for the prized sea otter pelts. This contact with the capitalism of Europe signaled the end of their old ways, as the Haida became the center of the lucrative sea otter trade until the mid-1800s. But the Haida's contact with the Europeans brought with it a terrible mixed blessing. Before 1850, the numbers of their tribe were close to 8,000 persons. But by 1915, the proud Haida people had been reduced to a remnant of 588 people. This was through contact with the dreaded white man's disease of smallpox, and their once great culture had almost vanished from the earth.
Place of the gray skies, place of the wild eyes, isles where the storm winds blow. With their roots in the earth and their branches in heaven, place where the great monarchs grow. From the San Cristobal Mountains to the rolling Pacific, these islands shine on the sea. Though we've taken so much, still one place we can touch and feel just what we might be. Home of the Haida, 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 home of the Haida.
During my visit to the Charlottes, I walked its endless sandy beaches and watched dozens of golden eagles riding the winds above me. When I encountered my first Haida, I was amazed by their graciousness and their humility. What was most fascinating to me of all was that they looked more Polynesian than Native American. There is a legend that Polynesians crossed the Pacific in their great canoes to populate the Charlottes, or in fact, that the Haida are the original populators of the South Pacific Islands. The famed explorer Thor Heyerdahl has set out to prove this theory, and I, for one, am not the least bit skeptical about it being true. In Canada's Queen Charlotte Islands, one truly has the feeling that anything is possible. By the mid-1980s, the Haida, with a population of close to 2,000, had reclaimed much of their proud and rich culture, and they were working hard in alliance with environmentalists and nature lovers to save their beloved islands from ecological destruction. Gray-haired women, elders of the tribe, stood arm in arm with men, women, and children to block the logging roads of Moresby Island, Governments were outraged. Industry shouted. The gray-haired grandmothers were imprisoned. And Canada, at last, sat up and noticed that something was going on in the Queen Charlotte Islands. After a long, hard struggle, Moresby Island was declared a national park, a sanctuary of beauty, magic, and sanity for all Canadians to humbly and reverently visit. But for the brave and beautiful native people of these mystical islands, it will always remain the home of the Haida.
Home of the eagle, sea lion, and whale, home of the great canoe. Home of the tom-tom, sea rattle, and heart song, the village they once called Tanoo. Home of the cedar, the spruce, and the hemlock, home of the totems tall. Home for our children to walk in the garden, home for the soul of us all. Home of the Haida, 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 home of the Haida. Place of the gray skies, place of the wild eyes, isles where the storm winds blow. With their roots in the earth and their branches in heaven, place where the great monarchs grow. From the San Cristobal Mountains to the rolling Pacific, these islands shine on the sea. Though we've taken so much, still one place we can touch and feel just what we might be. Home of the Haida, 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 home of the Haida.
You've been traveling this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Whiz Bryant. Please feel free to write to us with your comments. We would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for another fascinating Canadian tale in story and song as we continue to travel this land.
To the Fraser Delta, travel this land to the Arctic Sea. Travel this land where the wild loons call, and travel this land, come along with me. Travel this land, take my hand and travel this land.
Travel this land to the Yukon River, travel this land to Prince Edward Isle.
Travel this land to the Gulf Stream waters,
travel this land, we'll travel in style. Travel this land so wild and grand, take my hand and travel this land.
Place of wonder and rolling thunder, land where the Haidas dream. Home of the black bear, the porpoise and seal, home of the laughing stream. From Lyle Island to Ninstans, these shining islands remind us of what we have lost. As we race for the stars in our cosmic cars, will we stop to measure the cost? Home of the Haida, home of the Haida, home of the Haida, home of the Haida, home of the Haida.
home of the eagle, sea lion and whale, home of the great canoe. Home of the tom-tom, sea rattle and heart song, the village they once called Tanoo. Home of the cedar, the spruce and the hemlock, home of the totems tall. Home for our children to walk in the garden, home for the soul of us all. Home of the Haida, home of the Haida. Gray skies, place of the wild eyes, isles where the storm winds blow. With their roots in the earth and their branches in heaven, place where the great monarchs grow. From the San Cristobal Mountains to the rolling Pacific, these islands shine on the sea. Though we've taken so much, still one place we can touch and feel just what we might be. Home of the Haida, 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 home of the Haida.